178 inmates graduated on Monday from the National Prison Services Vocational Training Center at Juba Central Prison. The inmates were trained in a wide range of skills, including information technology, hairdressing and beauty therapy, food processing, bakery, carpentry and joinery. Other prisoners received training in welding and metal fabrication, tailoring and garment cutting, electrical installation, auto mechanics, agriculture, plumbing and building construction. 24-year-old Sunday Marco, who was trained in mechanical engineering, says she was arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison in connection with the death of her husband, a soldier who was murdered at a military barracks. Marco says she was accused of hiring people to kill her husband because her accusers said she was seeing another man. Marco, who expects to be released in 2033, says for the past 7 years she has been in the prison, she has gained skills on auto mechanics.
I can change engine oil. I can change shock absorber. I frequently train at the garage here, and I want, if I get out of the prison with my certificate, I want to work in a garage as I like. I want to work in my own country because there are few women and the majority of the mechanics here are foreigners.
34-year-old Fedela Abui, an army soldier, says he was sentenced to 7 years in prison after being found guilty of releasing a detainee even though he was off duty on the day the prisoner escaped. Abui says he was ordered to serve in the place of the prisoner who escaped. Abui, who has now spent 4 years in prison and due to be released in 2024, says he wants to be a tailor rather than serve in the military again.
In the training that I did, I can sew clothes, I can cut materials, and when I get out of here, if I get a tailor, I want to be trained more skills so that people like myself can help people. Because this soldier's thing, I see it is consuming time and it is not reasonable anymore.
Sabuni Samuel, the supervisor in charge of the Vocational Training Center, says the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, provided the center with some materials in 2016, but since then, the center has faced a number of challenges, including a lack of training materials.
We were dependent on what we get very small by the materials and we continue. That is a big challenge for us. That is a big challenge. As long as we still continue, the numbers continue to grow, we have always a problem in training materials. That's number one. Number two is this pandemic that has locked down the training for six months. It was in March until October, when we have to start it again. And, you know, those inmates that are supposed to be benefiting could not now get into getting their complete their training because others were already released in the process.
Interior Minister Paul Mayor Makech urged the inmates and former inmates who graduated with vocational skills to use those skills to rebuild their lives and avoid breaking the law and returning to prison.
This is only a beginning of a long process for you. If you have been introduced into masonry, into carpentry, into electrical engineering of some degree, and into plumbing, take that and computer, take it as only a beginning and go further and dig deeper to realize the potentials in your field. The objective of the word correction is to change you from where you came from to a good citizen that will not run into conflict with the law.
So far, 907 people have graduated from the Vocational Training Center at Juba Central Prison since it was established in 2015. The UNDP in South Sudan says it wants to introduce vocational training for inmates in Wau and Malakal prisons as well. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.